So 1:03 to go. Missouri Southern holding a lead 76-72. Here's the inbounds play for the Bearcats. Into Hudgens in the left corner. Hudgens on the left wing. Takes a screen for Bernard to the left. Steps back. Now double teamed and guarded by Cam Martin. 7 on the clock. A step back three from Hudgens. Is buried, oh my goodness, over the top of Cam Martin. And it's back to a 1-point game.
The magician, Trevor Hudgens, shows up when it matters most.
Bearcat Arena on their feet. 40 seconds to go in the ball game. Missouri Southern holding the lead 76-75. Parker Jennings on the Bearcat logo. Takes a screen from Cam Martin to the right. And a timeout will be called by Jeff Boshi to make sure they get a good shot. 33 seconds in the game, 13 seconds on the clock. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bearcat Men's Basketball. 33 seconds to go here in the ball game. Austin Norton, Andrew Botwinick here with you for X106. Missouri Southern holding a 1-point lead over the number one team in the nation here from Bearcat Arena, 76-75. Southern with the ball. It's Jennings at the Bearcat logo to set up the offense. Over to Lambert, a left wing three. Rattles out, and the rebound is gathered by Hawkins. Northwest, shot clock turned off. We'll see if they call a timeout or if McCollum elects the play. Hudgens goes around Martin, pulls it out to the top of the key, guarded by Walker. Now to Hawkins on Lambert. Right hook, layup is good! Diego Bernard tipped it in, but oh no, they're going to wave the basket off as they will say it was in the cylinder as the layup from Hawkins was tipped in by Bernard. They will say it was in the cylinder, so the basket will be waved off. Here's Lambert. The full court press by Northwest got into Elijah Clark, and a foul is called.
And that was crucial. I'm surprised they didn't even go and at least attempt to look at it on the monitor. It looked like it was in the cylinder from up here in the booth, so I'm not surprised about that call. I am surprised that it took that long to get that call.
The problem is Northwest, that's only their 15th foul, so they'll have to foul two more times, which will run off some clock. Lambert looking to get it in and can't. He'll call a timeout. And we'll keep it right here on X106. I would agree. I'm surprised they didn't go to the monitor to at least review it. I agree. From the view live, it looked like he did touch it when it was in the cylinder. But in such a close play with 10 seconds in the game, I'm surprised he didn't at least get a look at it.
And the most interesting thing, too, is if you're Diego Bernard there, you don't need to go in to do that. It's not make or break. You're still down 1 point at that, and that would have given you a 1-point lead. I think it would have went in regardless.
I do,
Ryan
too.
Hawkins had the nice touch off the glass. It would have went in, but there's still time on the clock. The game is not over. A 1-point game, 8.7 seconds left on the clock. This is what the MIAA comes down to. Your number one scoring offense, your number two scoring offense. Head-to-head in a shootout. It's been a shootout. 51% from deep for Northwest. 29. Cam Martin, 33 points. He has 7 turnovers now. That's been crucial. The last couple possessions, it has not been well for Cam Martin, aside from the last three-pointer in that corner by Elijah Clark.
So Northwest still has to foul two more times before Missouri Southern is in the 1-1 bonus. But Missouri Southern has to get the ball inbounds on the full court press by Northwest. It'll be Hawkins on the ball with Kinzer Lambert underneath.
And that's a good foul. You want Hawkins to be on the inbound.
And the pass gets into Elijah Clark in the foul. So only 1 second taken off the game clock before Elijah Clark is fouled. Clark is a 91% free throw shooter. So if you're Northwest, try and avoid getting the ball into his hands. And the ball this time goes into the hands of Braylon Walker, a substantially better choice for Northwest, as he's a 77% free throw shooter on the season. And he will head to the line for a huge 1-1 opportunity. And I'm not sure if Northwest has a timeout, so I believe they have at least one. So if the 1-1 is missed, expect Ben McCollum to call a timeout quickly, as Bearcat Arena gets on their feet to make some noise for the 1-1 opportunity from Braylon Walker.
And Cam Martin off the court for Missouri Southern here.
As he's standing right in front of us on the sideline. Walker's first free throw rattles out. It's long. Here comes Hudgens down the court. 3-2. Hudgens, a step back three on the way. He got it! Trevor Hudgens got it! From inside the left wing, Trevor Hudgens gets the Bearcats the win. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Northwest Missouri State avoids the upset, and they get the win as this crowd storms the court.
The magician, Trevor Hudgens. I said it earlier, that man makes space out of nothing. I think they're going to go to the monitor as well. It looks like they've already
the
win.
It's good. Unbelievable. Trevor Hudgens was doubled on the left wing, split the double team, and falling down with his left hand, floated it up and got it to go. You have got to be kidding me. Northwest Missouri State is your 2020 MIAA champions thanks to a buzzer beater from Trevor Hudgens.
Good afternoon. What's going on, Maryville? Austin McNorton, Nolan Brooks, can you believe this weather we're having right now? I feel like we're saying that every time because we have to acknowledge it when it's like this. We have to acknowledge the weather when it's like this because it's not like this, you know, ever. Yeah. Austin McNorton, Nolan Brooks here with you, number two college sports talk show in the nation, only going from 4 to 5 today. You know what? Because Nolan and I are tired, that's why.
it's been tired. A long week, and it's only Tuesday, folks.
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's how it works.
My days are all mixed up, and it's just, it's wild. We're going 4 to 5 today. We're going to give you as much basketball information as you want because this upcoming weekend, especially this college game day, is set up to be the most impressive and most exciting college game day of the entire season, I believe. I know Nolan for sure believes that to be the case. So we'll give you all that. We'll give you all you need to know what happened over the weekend, what's going to happen in the upcoming weekend. We'll see how we do on our picks. I didn't see a whole lot of college basketball this weekend. Just doing crazy things. I went to a Jason Aldean concert. You know, I'm not a big country music guy, but, man, that guy is something to see. That guy's – now, you are a country guy. You're talking about you got the American flag boots and everything.
Yeah, I got the whole outfit, man, except for the cowboy hat. But yeah,
you need to go get like one of those Dallas cowboy hats. That's what you know what I'm talking about? Those big foam things that you see
the
fans wear.
They do sell those at the fan store. I did see it. I was there.
That's the purchase you should have made.
I know. Too bad it was $40.
I felt like
needed that bad.
I felt like I needed that. surprisingly, we were. My siblings and I were wondering if he would say anything about the Chiefs. He actually surprisingly didn't because it was in Wichita. So it was like, I mean, if he was in Kansas City, he definitely would have. But since it wasn't in Kansas City, we were like, I mean, I don't know. We're pretty close to the Chiefs. I don't know if he'll say it. He actually didn't say it. I was surprised.
Interesting.
The fans in the arena still do the tomahawk chop, of course.
But
he actually didn't acknowledge it. I was surprised.
Interesting.
I was very surprised.
Interesting.
And so before we get to the college basketball talk, we'll go through and kind of say what happened over the weekend for these first 5 minutes of the show, 10 minutes of the show. The biggest news over the weekend, two really. We'll start with the first one regarding the NFL, since we were just talking about the NFL and the Chiefs. Even though we were talking about country, you know, hey, we were talking about country music, it led to the NFL somehow, because doesn't everything lead back to Patrick Mahomes eventually, especially in this neck of the woods? Seems like everything leads to Patrick Mahomes in some way or another.
Yes.
Drew Brees, headed back to New Orleans, 41 years old. Geez, what season would this be for
20th.
Him? 20th season for the city of New Orleans. I'm sure they're thrilled to have their guy back. There was a lot of, I don't know if controversy is the right word, but a lot of discussion on who the next guy would be. Whether that was Bridgewater or Taysom Hill or even Breeze. Did you call this one right? Did you think he would go back to New Orleans? The reason, and I think you just kind of alluded to my point of the reason that I would have expected this or would have called this is that what happened in the last three seasons in the postseason. You lose on a Hail Mary to make it to the NFC Championship game against Minnesota.
And get beat on a buzzer beater.
Yeah. Two, next year, following year, you lose on a no-call pass interference to make it to the Super Bowl. That's, everyone knows it. Everyone knows they got robbed. That's two. And then last year, lose in a buzzer beater again to the Vikings. So those 3 years is what gives it to me, that is what alluded to me saying that he would come back, because no way someone retires after 3 years like that when you are, as close as a team can be.
It's come down to one play.
Three years in a row, it's come down to one play to essentially probably make the Super Bowl. I don't know if they would have beat San Francisco this year, but I'm sure they would have liked that chance to play San Francisco. But and then, of course, the year before, I don't know. I think they probably would have won the Super Bowl. I think they were better than New England that year, that New England beat the Rams. I don't know. That was such an odd Super Bowl. It's hard to tell. And then the year before, I think they were better than Philly. But, and that's when Philly won it. So, I don't know. I mean, that's what made it to me say, this dude's coming back. No one retires after something like that, you know?